5. Seraphic Training. Seraphim spend their first millennium as non-commissioned observers on Salvington and its associated world schools. The second millennium is spent on the seraphic worlds of the Salvington Circuit. Their central training sphere is now presided over by the first 100,000 Nebadon Seraphim, and at their head is the original or firstborn angel of this local universe. The first created group of Nebadon Seraphim were trained by a corps of 1,000 Seraphim from Avalon. Subsequently, our angels have been taught by their own seniors. The Melchizedeks also have a large part in the education and training of all local universe angels, Seraphim, Cherubim, and Sanubim. At the termination of this period of training on the seraphic worlds of Salvington, Seraphim are mobilized in the conventional groups and units of the angelic organization and are assigned to some one of the constellations. They are not yet commissioned as ministering spirits, although they have well entered upon the pre-commissioned phases of angelic training. Seraphim are initiated as ministering spirits by serving as observers on the lowest of the evolutionary worlds. After this experience, they return to the associate worlds of the headquarters of the assigned constellation to begin their advanced studies and more definitely to prepare for service in some particular local system. Following this general education, they are advanced to the service of some one of the local systems. On the architectural worlds associated with the capital of some Nebadon system, our Seraphim complete their training and are commissioned as ministering spirits of time. When once Seraphim are commissioned, they may range all Nebadon, even Orvontan, on assignment. Their work in the universe is without bounds and limitations. They are closely associated with the material creatures of the worlds and are ever in the service of the lower orders of spiritual personalities, making contact between these beings of the spirit world and the mortals of the material realms.